to get into a profitable stock that will skyrocket in value. As a result of the high-pressure sales tactics, investors start buying the stock. This demand pushes up the price easily, because so few shares are available on this thinly traded stock. Perhaps Mr. Pigeon didn't bite the first time the broker called, but the broker calls again. "Hello again, Mr. Pigeon. This is Barry Kuda, account representative from the brokerage firm of Fleece, Peoples, and Scram. Do you remember that stock investment I brought to your attention last week? That's right, Titanic Biotech, Inc. Have you seen the way its price has zoomed since then? When I last spoke to you, it was at $3 a share. Now it's already at $47. Our respected research department tells me it should be at $93 by lunchtime and will probably triple again before the weekend. You don't want to miss this opportunity of a lifetime. Now, how many shares would you like?" Indeed, the price certainly went up dramatically, as Mr. Kuda said it would. Mr. Pigeon puts the order in immediately, while dollar signs dance in his head. The pump is working very well. After the fraudulent operators see that the stock has gone as high as possible, they immediately sell their stock at grossly inflated prices. The dump is complete, and they disappear into the woodwork. Mr. Pigeon and the other investors watch as their hot investment turns stone cold and the stock plummets to pennies on the dollar. Investors were so blinded by their greed that the pump and dump scam has successfully been done, even in cases when no stock existed at all. I want to warn you about something that technically isn't fraud. What is it? Well, a legal version of the pump and dump scheme does exist. It's not unusual for brokers and analysts to pump up a stock in the media. For example, a celebrated market strategist or high-profile CEO may talk up the wonderful potential of XYZ stock on a financial show. Then later, you find out, through SEC filings for instance, that while these people were recommending that people buy the stock, they had actually been furtively selling their holdings in the stock. You were hearing buy, buy, yet they were really saying buy, buy. 8. Watch out for short and abort. Short and abort works on the same premise as pump and dump. The difference is that instead of playing on the greed emotion, the con works on the fear emotion. To understand this scam, you should keep in mind that one can profit, even when a stock falls in price, by going short. Going short is a strategy that an investor can utilize in a margin account with just about any broker. An investor may consider going short on a stock if she expects the stock's price to fall. Say that you think the stock of the company Plummet Inc. at $50 per share will sink fast. When you tell the broker that you want to go short on 100 shares of Plummet Inc., the broker borrows 100 shares from the market, sells those shares, and credits $5,000 to your account, 100 shares at $50 per share. Because this transaction is based on borrowed stock, sooner or later you have to return the stock. Say that the stock price falls to $30. You could then instruct your broker to close out the position. This order means that the broker debits your account for $3,000 to buy 100 shares at $30 and returns the stock to the source. In this case, you make a $2,000 profit, the original $5,000 less the $3,000. In the case of short and abort, the scammers want to make money from a stock's plummeting price. They may contact shareholders directly or plant phony stories or press releases in the media to cause concern and panic over a company's prospects. Naturally, shareholders in that particular company get anxious over their investment and decide to sell. The sudden mass selling causes the stock's price to fall. The scammer then closes out the short position, takes the money, and runs. 9. Remember that talk is cheap. A fertile area for misleading investors is in the world of independent, third-party information sources. As the bull market reached its zenith in late 1999, some people were selling expensive stock investing seminars and newsletters that promised get-rich-quick results. One promoter sold basic information, some of which was inaccurate, in a $5,000 seminar program. After many complaints, the authorities investigated and found out that the presenters made a lot of money from their seminars, but they actually lost money on their investment strategies. Hit figures. another information marketer published an expensive newsletter that promised lucrative stock picks. It was discovered that he wasn't recommending stocks found through diligent and honest research. He recommended the stocks because the companies paid him to tout their stocks. Seminars and newsletters are excellent sources of information and expertise on a given topic, but you should stay away from marketers that use hard sell approaches for outrageously priced seminars and other information products. If you're considering expensive seminars and information products, check with such sources as www.fraud.org and the Better Business Bureau at www.bbbonline.org for registered complaints. 10. Recovering. If, despite your best efforts to invest wisely, you have that sinking feeling that you've been conned, it's time to gain assistance from securities enforcement authorities. The SEC is a good place to start, but you can turn to other agencies too. If a scheme was promoted through the Postal Service, contact the Postal Service, www.usps.com. File a complaint with the postmaster in your town. Provide complete details in writing, including your account of what happened and copies of literature you received from the offending organization. Also, contact the offices of appropriate state government attorneys general. Find out more from the National Association of Attorneys General, www.naag.org. Over the years, I have found that the easiest way to make money with stocks, or the easiest way to avoid losing money with stocks, was to simply be aware of the economic environment in which they operate. Stocks can be the best or worst investment given the economic, political environment. There are many economic challenges facing the stock market, and they include what is happening with government policy, societal trends, and national, international, geopolitical conditions. You need to be aware of the big picture by regularly checking in with great websites such as Financial Sense, www.financialsense.com, Free Market News Network, www.freemarketnews.com, and the Mises Institute, www.mises.org. Megatrends can affect you and your loved ones, as well as your stock investments. Here are some megatrends to watch. 1. Debt, debt, and more debt. In early 2005, the United States gross domestic product, GDP, hit the $12 trillion mark. Great! However, the total level of debt in the country hit $38 trillion. Not great. This debt must be either paid off or wiped out through bankruptcy. Either one will have its negative consequences for the economy. Either one can do great harm to stocks in general and or your portfolio in particular. Make sure that you are dealing with your debt level now. Reduce it as much as possible, and make sure that you are analyzing your stocks in the same light. Companies that carry too much debt will be at great risk. If the company sinks, your stock will follow. If the company goes into bankruptcy, your stock's value will be vaporized. If you want to see something fascinating and scary at the same time, check out the total debt figures by viewing the Grandfather Economic Report by Michael Hodges at http://mwhodges.home.att.net. If the website is no longer there, feel free to email me at paul@mladenovic.com, and I'll get the info for you. It is sobering stuff. 2. Derivatives. Derivatives are the largest financial market in the world. It easily dwarfs the world economy. Easily. Now, you don't have to understand them, but you should be aware of what could go wrong if a derivatives problem occurs. The once mighty Enron imploded very quickly, primarily due to tragic errors in their derivatives portfolio. Derivatives accidents have dotted the financial landscape over the past 10 to 15 years, and they had and will have the potential to do major damage to the stock market. There's no use fretting about derivatives. While you're at it, you might as well worry about meteors, presidential campaigns, and the chance you might get O.J. Simpson as your neighbor. Just take common sense approaches to protect your portfolio as you grow your wealth. Look into diversifying, trailing stops, and myriad strategies I explained throughout this recording. 3. Real estate. In much the same way that everyone was enamored and overzealous with stocks a few years ago, the same is true with real estate, circa 2004. The real estate mania has turned into a dangerous bubble, and it is an ominous development for the economy, and yes, stocks. The expansion of the money supply, excessive credit and debt growth, and the lowering of lending standards have acted like rocket fuel for the real estate market, causing prices to rise beyond reasonable market value. Millions of homeowners, investors, and speculators will be adversely affected. And listen, I'm not just talking about property owners. The tentacles of the housing bubble reach far beyond bricks and mortar. Mortgages in the hundreds of billions have been packaged and resold as securities and purchased by many mutual funds, insurance companies, Fortune 500 companies, and pension plans. Because a huge chunk of these are subprime, risky debt, that means huge problems as interest rates rise, the economy sags, and so on. The message to you is clear. Make sure you have your mortgage under control and your debt at manageable levels. Make sure that you avoid stocks of companies that are overly exposed to what will most likely be a bubble that could dwarf the stock bubble of 1998 to 2002. 4. Inflation. The last time inflation was a major problem was the late 1970s, and, you guessed it, the market was having a rough time. Interest rates soared to over 18%, and it was economic headaches for everyone. Although inflation was generally tame during the 80s and 90s, it is showing renewed life during this decade due to a massive expansion of the money supply that started in earnest in 1995. I think that it is a minor scandal that the official inflation rate, Consumer Price Index or CPI, excludes food and energy costs. This significantly understates what our daily costs of living are. Without food and energy, the inflation rate recently hovered in the 2.5 to 3% range. Just think, as long as you don't eat, turn on your lights, or drive, you're doing great. If these costs were realistically included, the inflation rate would easily be 2 to 3 times higher. For stock investors, this means that having your money grow is more important than ever. Understanding the pernicious effects of inflation should be factored into your stock picks. Some stocks will suffer, mortgage companies with fixed debt portfolios, while others, precious metals mining companies, will prosper. 5. Pension crisis. You've seen all the headlines. Pension plans are a growing crisis. San Diego has pension crisis. People are living longer lives. People are not saving enough for retirement. Many state, local governments, and large companies will experience shortfalls in their financial ability to meet retirement plan obligations. Millions of people will, at the very least, not get as much as they expect when they retire. In addition, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, see www.pbgc.gov, does not have enough funds to cover the shortfall of company pension plans. According to a survey cited by Forbes magazine, 313, 62% of the 500 companies listed in the S&P 500 do not have enough funds to cover their future expected financial obligations. America is not alone. Europe, Japan, and even China are in the same or worse predicament. The message is clear. People need to save and invest more to fill in the financial gaps that seem to be inevitable. Stocks are a wealth-building tool that is well-suited for long-term needs, such as your retirement concerns. Start now, because the future has a way of sneaking up on you faster than you think. 6. Governments' unfunded liabilities. Social Security and Medicare are certain to be gigantic challenges during the next few decades. As of June 2005, the total liabilities for these mammoth programs exceed $44 trillion. That's not a typo. It's a combined liability that is nearly 4 times our nation's gross domestic product, GDP. Current beneficiaries will likely not be affected, but anyone under 65 will certainly be. Let's face it, we're living longer than ever before, and we will need to be more proactive about our personal responsibility in our senior years. To find out more, review your rights and responsibilities with the Social Security Administration, www.ssa.gov, and Medicare, www.medicare.gov. Also, check out some excellent private sites, such as www.socialsecurity.org, www.medicare.org, and www.medicarenewswatch.com. 8. Recession, Depression. History tells us that stock investing during a recession or depression is best avoided. Declines in economic growth always follow artificial economic booms. In this decade, the likelihood of a recession or depression is remarkably high due to the fact that economic problems and imbalances, such as debt, housing bubble, and so on, need to be addressed, and that means a significant downturn. Become more aware about economics and how it operates. Find out more at reader-friendly sites such as Dismal Scientist, www.economy.com, American Institute for Economic Research, www.aier.org, and Foundation for Economic Education, www.fee.org. In rough economic times, the best stocks are defensive, food, beverage, utilities, and so on, because people will buy these things no matter how good or bad the economy is. Cyclical stocks will get beaten down, so it might be a good idea to shop around for real values after the economy turns around. In the meanwhile, play it safe and protect your money with solid, financially sound companies, and deploy protective strategies with your money. 9. Commodities. A shrewd man once said, "History may not repeat, but it can often rhyme." Okay, it was me. In many respects, this decade resembles the 1970s. Stocks were having a dreadful time as inflation, the energy crisis, and international tensions escalated. However, it was a great time to invest in energy, precious metals, and commodities. Gold and silver hit all-time highs by the end of the decade. Stock investors that scooped up shares of companies in these specific industries racked up tremendous gains. The lesson for us to understand is that conditions in this decade offer opportunities in natural resources that mirror the late 1970s. In addition, China and India are growing, and they will need more commodities, grains, base metals, energy, water, and so on, for their expanding economies and populations. As demand continues to outpace supply, the stocks of companies that provide products and services in natural resources will shine. 10. Energy. The world's appetite for energy, oil, gas, and so on, has caused prices to hit record highs, and the coming years promise more demand. The energy markets have seen a sea of change that makes current conditions far more different and more serious than we've seen in recent decades. We have entered the age of peak oil. See more about this at www.peakoil.net, which means that cheap and readily available energy is a thing of the past. All of a sudden, $100 oil and $7 gas doesn't seem so far-fetched. Supply and demand is nowhere more evident than the world's energy market. For stock investors, this at least means the chance to grow your money both directly, energy companies obviously, and indirectly, alternate energy companies. If we want our wealth to grow, then we need to understand the impact that energy will have on our portfolios. To get some excellent information on the energy sector, try a resource such as Doug Casey's Energy Speculator, www.caseyresearch.com. Gee, after being beaten up by the previous points, what else is needed? This reminds me of the episode of Get Smart, where the arch-villain says, "You've been whipped, beaten, and tortured, but the picnic is over." I still use that great line at parties. In any case, I hope that I have impressed upon you that it is a brave new world, fraught with dangers for the clueless, but filled with wealth-building opportunities for the clued in. The fact is that no one knows what will hit our economy and society from out of the blue. Events such as 9/11, the tsunami in Asia, and Hurricane Katrina certainly tell us the world has unseen perils for us and our prosperity. The point is that terrorism and other factors will have an impact. Fortunately, you can make changes, even slight changes, that can protect or grow your wealth. Whether you're talking about healthcare stocks that boom in response to new health threats or concerns, mad cow disease and so on, or stocks of companies that prosper due to homeland security issues, your stock investing program can survive and thrive. Stay informed and understand that successful stock investing doesn't happen in a vacuum. We hope you've enjoyed this program from Harper Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.